我们继续来学习创世纪。
Thank God, we'll continue to study Genesis.
我们这一堂课来谈树跟田园。
In this lesson, we'll talk about trees in the field.
来谈一谈环境对信仰的重要性。
And we will talk about the importance of your environment in building up your faith.
我们诸位年轻的同龄都是在大学里面。
And most of the youth here are all college students.
其实大学这个环境对我们的信仰的造就也非常的重要。
And the college environment is also very important in building up our faith.
有句话说这个时代创造青年。
And there is a saying that says that this generation creates the youth.
其实又说青年也可以创造时代。
And we can also say that the youth can create the generation.
也可以这样讲，环境可以造就一个青年。
And we can also say that the environment can edify or save a youth.
但是青年也可以创造一个美好的环境。
But youth can also create a very good environment.
我听说 UCSD 是现在美国最好的campus 的 fellowship, TCC 的 campus fellowship.
And I heard that the campus fellowship at UC San Diego is the best fellowship so far.
我还记得我孩子没有上大学的时候，我是不让他们上这个学校的。
I remember when my kids are going to college, I would not let them go to UC San Diego.
为什么呢
？Why is it?
因为我听那时候听说那个学校是 party school 哈。
Because at that time I heard that that school was a party school.
因为那里靠海边呢。
Because it's by the beach.
所以大家都很爱玩。
So a lot of people like to have fun.
所以那个时候我是没有想要把孩子送到那边去。
So that time I did not want to send my kids there.
但想不到几年之后，我们的孩子创造了一个好的环境。
But didn't think that after a few years, the kids there will create a good environment.
所以那边有很好的团契。
So there is a good fellowship there right now.
所以相信现在如果有人把孩子送到这里，他们都会很放心。
And I believe that if you send your kids there, then you have nothing to worry about.
虽然我们在座的很多人，可能你到一个学校没有团契。
And for some of us sitting here, we may go to a school that does not have a campus fellowship.
但是呢，青年也可以造就好的环境。虽然好的环境可以造就一个青年。
And even though an environment can edify youth, a youth can also create a good environment.
所以我们相信靠着那家天给我们力量的，我们凡事都可以做。
And we believe that by the one who gives us strength, that all things are possible.
所以求主耶稣给你智慧。
So may God give you wisdom.
让你在一个新的环境信仰怎么样能够被造就，能够成长。
So that in a new environment that you may be edified and you may grow in your faith.
我们小时候的环境对我们影响很大。
And the environment that we grew up in also has a great effect on us.
我们先来看创世纪的24章63节。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 24, verse 63.
创世纪24章63节。
Genesis chapter 24, verse 63.
24章63节。
Chapter 24, verse 63.
这边说天将晚，以撒出来在田间默想。请读。
Here it says that Isaac, he went out to the field one evening to meditate.
我读到这里突然有一个疑问。
When I read this, I had a question.
为什么以扫要在田间默想？
Why was Isaac meditating in the field?
为什么不在帐篷默想？
Why was he not meditating in his tent?
如果往这个方向想就会知道说其实以撒小时候跟田野跟树非常有缘分，这个树对他影响很大。
And so when we think in this direction, we will realize that Isaac, when he was younger, trees and the field had a great effect on him.
所以我们就看到他在田间默想，是因为他以前的印象，觉得在田间在树那边常常有那种神的经历。
And we know that he was meditating in the field because he thought back to his childhood when trees, he could remember that he had experiences with God there.
所以我们觉得真的小时候的环境很重要。
So we know that our childhood environment is very important.
这张照片是我这次到非洲去照的。
And this photo, I took this when I went to Africa.
这个地方叫 Sponsor 3.
And this place is called Sponsor 3.
我很喜欢这张照片。
And I really like this photo.
因为这张照片让我想起小时候。
Because it brings back childhood memories.
你知道那个圆圆那个就是一个垃圾桶，一个很大的垃圾圈，垃圾桶。
That round thing is a rubbish bin or a circle of trash.
你有没有看到鸡在里面吃东西？
And do you see the chickens eating inside?
白色的鸡啊，哦、
the white chicken.
你丢那个空，吃完空，对不对？哦，吃完就把它丢到垃圾那个堆里面。
So after you finish eating your corn, you throw it into the rubbish heap.
那鸡就在那边吃你剩下的哈。
And the chicken will eat your leftovers.
那旁边很多的树。
And there are a lot of trees nearby.
你看右下角，它有一个人，是右下角啊，有人坐在那边乘凉。
And on the right corner, we can see a person there in the shade.
为什么我喜欢这张照片呢
？Why do I like this photo?
因为我小时候，我们家后面就是这样子的。
Because this was what it looked like at the backyard.
我们家后面有一个大榕树哈。请那长哦，大的榕树，大榕树。
In the back of our house, we had a big tree.
我们记得夏天的时候，我祖父会拿个像这样的板凳哦，坐在榕树下面。
And during the summer, my grandfather would sit under the tree.
那旁边就是一个像这样的不是很臭的一个垃圾场。
And nearby there would be a rubbish heap that was not very smelly.
有时候老牛呢就在那个榕拴在榕树的另外一边。
And sometimes the cows would take shade on the other side of the tree.
印象最深刻就是有一次我们在树下乘凉，还有一只蛇从榕树下面爬到垃圾里面，垃圾堆里面去。
And my greatest memory is when there was a snake that came out of the tree and went into the rubbish heap.
你喜欢一个东西或对一个东西有印象，有时候是你小时候经历过的一个场景。
So when you like something or you have a memory of something, it is usually something that you encountered when you're a child.
那这个以撒在小时候曾经跟树跟田树啊有一个很深的一个关系。
And so Isaac had a very deep impression or relationship with trees.
他小时候常常看到他的爸爸常常在一棵叫做垂丝柳树下面祷告。
When he was young, he often saw his father praying under the tamarisk tree.
他在生命当中呢有一个 life and death experience 哈，就是一种死而复活的经历啊。那时候看到能够得救是因为看到一只羊被缠在树丛当中。
And he also encountered a life and death experience, and he was saved because there was a ram that was stuck in the thicket.
所以对他来讲，树丛都是一种有一种拜神的经历、神迹的经历的一个地方。
So regarding trees and plantation, he had a memory of worshiping God.
所以你看他长大在生命当中最需要的时候，他也跑到田间去那边默想。
So during the time of greatest need in his life, he also went to the field to meditate.
所以我们就一点一点来查考哈。
So we'll study it point by point.
我们来看创世纪的二十一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 21.
创世纪二十一章的二十八节到三十一节。
Genesis chapter 21, verse 28 to 31.
二十八节开始，其实从二十二节开始谈到亚伯拉罕在异邦之地他挖了一口井。
And starting from verse 22, it talks about Abraham digging a well.
你知道人在外地生活你有时候有一些财产人家会来把你抢走的。
And because when you're living in a foreign land, sometimes the foreigners will come and grab your land.
或者是把你的井抢走的。
Or they might seize your well.
所以二十八节他这样讲。亚伯拉罕把七只母羊羔另放在一处。二十九节。
Verse 29.
亚比米勒问亚伯拉罕说你把这七只母羊羔另放在一处是什么意思呢？三十节。他说你要从我手中受这七只母羊羔做我挖这口井的证据。三十一。所以给那地起名叫别示巴，因为他们两人在那里起了誓，别示巴就是盟约的井。三十二。他们在别示巴立了约，亚比米勒就同他的金长菲戈起身回菲利士地了我们这里看到当时的人真的是很怕你挖口井又被本地人抢走了，就亚伯拉罕就是这样怕的啦。
So we can see that the people back then they were afraid that their wells would be seized once they were dug up.
你知道
that was what Abraham feared.
如果你有到非洲你会知道井水真的很重要。
If you go to Africa, you realize the importance of wells.
有时候非洲人有些地方没有挖井水，他们是去溪里面取水。
s Sometimes for the Africans, they don't have wells, so they have to go into the creeks.
那如果那个下没有下很多雨啊，那个溪水就是很小的水啦。
And if there is not a lot of rain, then the water is very scarce.
真的有一天我在这次到非洲去啊，因为他们都会帮我们提一桶水让我们洗澡嘛，哦。
And so this time when I went to Africa, they usually bring a bucket of water for us to shower.
那个我拿手电筒进那个棚子里面去啊。
And I took a flashlight and I went into the tent.
我用手电筒照那个水。
And I shined my light on the water.
哇，通通是黄土颜色的水啊。
And it had the color of mud.
哦，心里在想，这个水要洗脸，要洗澡，要洗头，然后呢，又要洗衣服。
And I was thinking I have to use this water to wash my face, my body, my hair, and my clothes.
我就想到说，如果他们有井水，不晓得有多好。
And I was thinking if they had a well, that would be great.
真的，在有井水啊，有些地方有井水啊，那个井水就比较干净一点。
So in the places where they have wells, the water is cleaner.
所以亚伯拉罕真的用想尽办法，用七只母羊羔来做见证，说，你看哦，这口井以后是我的哦，你不可以来抢哦。
So Abraham used seven ewe lambs as a witness that this well was his.
我们中国人说出外刁刁难啊，你出门在外就是什么都比较难一点啊。
And so there's a Chinese saying that means that when you go out, it is harder for you.
所以你看三十三节，我们来读三十三节哈。
Let's look at verse 33.
三十三节到三十四节。
33 to 34.
亚伯拉罕在别示巴栽了一棵垂丝柳树，又在那里求告永主永生神的名。三十四节。
34.
亚伯拉罕在非利士人的地聚居了多日，请你读三十三节。
33. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called upon the name of the Lord, the Eternal God.
那三四节说他在那里住了多日。
And in 34, it says that he lived in the land for a long
time. 那你就可以想象住的多日啊，他就常常这个垂丝柳树下祷告。
And so because he lived there for a long time, he often prayed under the tamarisk tree.
那以撒小时候就常常看到爸爸的背影呢，在这个垂丝柳树下面祷告。
And so Isaac often saw the back of his father praying under the tamarisk tree.
那到底垂丝柳树是什么树呢？
So what kind of tree is the tamarisk tree?
其实垂丝柳树不是柳树啊。我们中国人的柳树哈，我们说一般的柳树不是栽在溪水旁吗？然后呢，那个树叶像发丝啊，风吹来就飘起来啊，那种河边的柳树是不是？
So there's a type of tree that is by the stream, and when the wind blows, the leaves move back.
其实垂丝柳树，你查字典，它叫做 salt cedar， 它是在沙漠里面哈啊，这个成长啊，遮风，然后 provide 那个 shade 哦，提供那个啊那个遮阳的啊一种 shrub， 或高一点变成树这样子。
So the tamarisk tree is actually a tree that lives in the desert and it provides shade and also protects you from the wind.
我有一次在非洲呢，到 Sponsor 3这个地方，一个传道人这样讲。
Once when I went to Africa to the Sponsor 3 region, there was a pastor who told me.
他说我这次带树的种子过来。
And he said I have brought the seeds of trees here.
我问他说你带这个要做什么？
And I asked him what do you want to do with the seed?
你不知道这里很热啊，这个树的。那个 shape 哈，那个这个树的形特别好，可以遮阳。
And he said, "Don't you know it's very hot here? The shape of the tree provides great shade."
所以我们到那边才知道，其实，在很多地方，他们需要把那个阳光遮起来，风遮起来哈。所以我相信呢，亚伯拉罕也是很厉害，他那个时候就有环保的意识啦，也懂得种树，也懂得环保哈，懂得在那个地方祷告。
And so I believe that when you go there, you realize that a lot of places need shelter from the sun and from the wind. And Abraham, he was very eco-friendly too, because he knew how to plant trees.
那这个印象，我相信哦，以撒在年轻的时候就很有印象了。
And I believe that this left a great impression on Isaac.
所以你看他长到了长，他自己长大，他自己成家的时候，也在井的上面遇到困难。
And so when he grew up, he also encountered difficulties with the well.
挖了一口井，非利士人就来抢。
He'll dig a well and the Philistines will come.
挖了第二口井，非利士人又来抢。
He'll dig a second well and the Philistines will come again.
就是要抢你的井，反正你是外地人嘛，你要怎么样呢？
They keep seizing his wells because he was a foreigner.
第三口井，哇，人家怕到了，哇，怎么你每次挖都挖得到，我们挖都挖不到呢？
So the third time he dug a well, the people said, "How come every time you can dig water and we cannot find it?"
就不跟他争了啦。
So they no longer wanted to.
哇，他就说哇，这个地方要叫利和伯，神让我在这个地方宽广啊。
And he said that this place the Lord has allowed me to expand.
那这个在这里之后呢？后来他做了什么事情呢？
And so there, what did he do?
我们来看一下哦，我们看创世纪。
Let us look at Genesis.
创世纪的，第三，看一下，第二十五章，第二十六章。
Genesis chapter 26.
二十六章，二十三节。
Verse 23.
在这个事情之后，他做了什么事情呢？
So what did he do at this time?
以撒从那里上别示巴去，二十四节。
Verse 24.
当夜，神向他显现说：“我是你父亲亚伯兰的神，不要惧怕，因为我与你同在，要赐福给你，并要为我仆人亚伯兰的缘故，使你后裔繁多。”二十五节。
25.
以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告主的名，并且支他帐篷。他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。别示巴是哪里？
So where is Beersheba?
刚刚爸爸拆那个垂丝柳树的地方啊，爸爸就是在这里祷告，他小时候就看到的啊。
That is where his father planted the tamarisk tree where he prayed.
所以他今天长大，自己有困难，就想到，哎，爸爸都来这里祷告，哎，他也跑来这边啊，筑了一座坛跟神祷告啊。
So when he grew up, he thought that his father prayed at Beersheba, so he also set up an altar and prayed there.
真的奇妙，一筑在那边祷告的时候，神竟然跟他显现，跟他说话。
And there, when he was praying, God revealed himself to him and
talked to him. 第一句话就讲说，你不要害怕，因为我要跟你同在哦。
And the first thing he said is, "Do not be afraid. I will be with you."
所以你看那个小时候他看到的事情呢，他就学着去做，因为这是得到福气的方法，就是到那一棵树下，就是到那个地方啊，去拜神，是爸爸拜神的地方。
So he learned that he did what he saw from when he was young, that is to worship God at the place where he planted the tree.
不但这样子哦，不但是以撒这样子，以撒的儿子也跟着这样做啊。
And not only did Isaac do that, but his son Jacob also did that.
我们看二十，我们来看二十多少？四十六章。
Let us turn to chapter 46.
四十六章的第一节。
Chapter 46, verse 1.
四十六章第一节。
Chapter 46, verse 1.
四十六章第一节
，Verse one，
以色列，这个就是雅各哦，带着一切所有的起身来到别示巴，就献给他父亲以撒的神。第二节
，Verse two，
夜间神在异象对以色列说：“雅各，雅各。”他说：“我在这里。”第三节，神说：“我是神，就是你父亲的神。你下一集去，不要害怕，因我必使你在那里成为大数。”哇，那个雅各走到这里，想起，哎呀。我阿公就是在这边祷告的 啊，我爸爸也在这边祷告的啊。哎，哇，这下去埃及不晓得发生什么事情，也在那边跟着祷告啦。
So Jacob didn't know what would happen to him once he went to Egypt, but he remembered that his father and his grandfather also prayed at Beersheba.
他想不到在这个地方祷告，哎，神又跟他显现了。
And when he prayed there, God again spoke to him.
也是跟他讲，你不要害怕。
And he said, "Do not be afraid."
所以弟兄姐妹，我们就看到啊，那个树啊，那个小时候爸爸在那个。垂丝柳树下面祷告这件事情啊，真的对雅各、对亚伯兰的儿子、对亚伯兰的孙子啊，有一个很深远的影响啊。
So we can see the great effect that Abraham had on his descendants, his son and his grandson, by praying under the tamarisk tree.
所以你就看到我们今天呢、啊，创造了一个信仰环境哦。你们到学校去，那个信仰环境会对你们的学弟有影响。
And so we realize that the environment that we create in the schools regarding faith will affect.
你们把那个团契建立好了，我相信很多家长听到这个风声，巴不得早早就把孩子送到你们的学校。
If we are able to establish a good fellowship, then I believe a lot of parents want to send their kids there.
因为很放心了、啊，哇，那边有这么好的学姐学长啊，这么热心在追求神。
Because they don't need to worry, there are a lot of other students there who have the heart to pursue.
他们在那边摸到神，学弟学妹也可以在那边摸到神。
Because they also have experienced God there, the people who come and study after them will also experience God.
我们做家长的也是一样，我们如果在家里面哦，能够有一个信仰的环境哦，给一个建造一个信仰的环境，小时候就有，你就会那个小孩子长大就会一直觉得啊，我一直记得我阿嬷哦，每天都在楼上祷告，每次清晨五点祷告到清晨六点，那个有的孩子在这边见证都这样讲的、啊。为什么今天他来参加 NYTS 信仰被建立？因为常常听到祖母在楼上祷告。
Likewise, as parents, if we are able to establish an environment of faith in our own homes, then this will leave an impression on kids because a lot of them testify about remembering their grandmother's praying in the morning around 5 or 6
in the morning.
When I was sent to a church,
那个教会有一个长辈啊, 他就在谈他家里的一个故事。
And there was an elder there who talked about a story of his family.
那住的地方哦, 大部分都是, 军人退休的啦, 军人子弟啊。
And the place where he lived were a lot of retired army personnel.
他的孩子哦, 那个小时候有很多的朋友啊。
And his kids had a lot of friends when they were younger.
那为了欢迎他们哦, 那他孩子很喜欢那个 skating ball 的哦。 叫skating, 叫什么？叫skating。啊？什么是skating？不是skating
So he built a skateboard park in his backyard.
那个就让那小朋友呢，哦，在他们家这样子后院这样一直玩哦。
So a lot of the children can play in his backyard.
那个孩子就好像他们家的孩子一样啊。
So the children were like his own.
那长大之后，他问他孩子说，哎，那以前这些朋友都跑到哪里去了？
So when his child grew up, he asked him, "Where did all your friends go?"
哦，有一个去跟人家偷车子了，所以被关到监牢里面去了。
And he said one of them's in prison because he went to rob a car.
另外一个拿枪去抢劫，所以也被关到监牢里面去了。And
another took a gun and robbed someone, so he's also in prison.
有一次，他这个长辈接到一个电话，是他这个儿子的朋友打电话来的。And
once this elder received a phone call from the friend of his son.
后来他就把电话交给他儿子。And
so he called his son.
怎么会到他的儿子在传起福音来了，在讲道理来了呢？
And he realized his son was preaching the gospel.
后来问他说，哎，怎么回事啊？
So he asked him what is going on.
他说那个朋友在监狱里面跟我打电话说，我好羡慕你跟你们的家，请你告诉我，你为什么今天可以成为一个这么样正直的人，这么样好的人呢？
And he said that his friend in prison had called him and said that he envied him and his family, and he wanted to know how to be an upright person.
他就跟他讲耶稣基督的道理了。
So he started preaching the message of regarding.
你知道他这个孩子现在已经结婚了，而且有自己的事业，有太太。
And the son he had already married and had his own career and wife.
可是呢，即使是这样子，每天晚上九点钟都会打电话回家给爸爸妈妈，因为他们住没有住在一起了，有自己的家庭了。
And they did not live together, but every night at 9 o'clock he would call his parents.
妈妈，是不是祷告时间到了？该祷告喽。
And he'll say, "Mother, the time to pray is here, and let's pray together."
为什么这个孩子这样做？
So why did this son do this?
因为这个家庭从这个孩子小时候，他每天晚上九点钟就是一起在祷告的。
Because from a young age, every night at 9 o'clock they would pray together as a family.
所以是在一个祷告的环境下面，父母亲给他们制造这个祷告美好的环境。所以虽然他的朋友都是不是很好的朋友。
So his parents created an environment of prayer for him, even though his friends were not very good.
但是呢，他长大可以在主耶稣的保守下面成为一个正直的人。
But under the protection of God, when he grew up, he became an upright person.
这个小时候所培养出来的记忆是很难忘记的。
And this memory that you establish from a young age, this is hard to forget.
所以虽然我们不一定有好的环境哦，尤其你去了学校，但是你要创造一个好的环境。
So even though our environment may not be very good, we must create a good environment.
我们家长也是要为孩子来创造一个好的环境哦。As
parents, we must also create a good environment for our children.
我在几年前呢，注目过一个教会。And
a few years ago, I was pastoring a church.
我很少看到哦，一个病人哦，被人家抬担架被抬到教会里面来聚会的。And
I've never seen a sick person being carried in on a stretcher into the chapel.
一般人如果生病了，就说啊，我在家里。
A lot of people when they're sick, they stay at home and they read the Bible and pray at home.
但是这个长子呢，他就是一定要守安息日，一定要来教会守安息日了。虽然他那时候已经在担架上面了。And
this person, he had to come to church to observe the Sabbath.
他的儿子现在也差不多是40多岁了，也自己有家庭有孩子。And
his son is about 40-some years old with his own family.
这个爸爸已经过世了，这个长子已经过世了。And
his father has already passed away.
我如果没有记错，我在那个教会期间呢，这个孩子呢，虽然是40多岁了，每天晚上如果教会没有聚会，就会带着太太孩子。 到妈妈家一起家庭聚会，没有间断的。
And if I remember correctly, every night the son would take his father on a stretcher to go to family service.
那时候爸爸不，爸爸已经不在了，就是爸爸走了之后一样啊，他会带孩子跟那个太太到妈妈的家，爸爸已经不在了。
So the father was no longer alive, but every night he would take his wife and kids to go to his mother's home.
为什么？他们就是一个小时就是唱诗祷告读圣经。
So every night for an hour, they would pray together and sing hymns and read the Bible.
为什么这个人继续这样做呢？
So why did the person continue to do this?
这个爸爸在这个孩子小时候，他们就一直这样做，做到如今，他们还在做。
Because the father did this from a very young age.
所以哦，有时候父亲在垂丝柳树下那种背影，那一种习惯呢，真的是会世世代代的影响下去啊。
So the image that a father leaves at the tamarisk tree will affect the generations that are to come.
我们再来看看另外一个跟树有关系的，这个是他的一个生跟死的一个经历啦。
And now we will look at a life and death experience that also has to do with trees.
我们来看创世纪二十二章十三节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 22 verse 13.
创世纪二十二章十三节。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 13.
那这个故事我们都很熟哈。
We're very familiar with the story.
但是你想想看，对一个年轻人来讲，这是一个没永远没有办法忘记的生死的经历哦。
But for a youth, you can imagine that this is a life and death experience they would never forget.
你看二十二章的十三节。
Let us look at chapter 22, verse 13.
亚伯兰举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在稠密的小树中，亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来。现为燔祭代替他儿子，请读。
Verse 13, Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son.
我们对这个故事很熟了，那如果我们从以撒的角度来看。
So we're very familiar with the story. So if we look from the perspective of Isaac.
一大早，爸爸就说：“起床，起床，来，我们要去献祭哦。”
From the early morning, his father said, "Wake up, we're going to make a sacrifice."
他对献祭很熟了，他参与以前参与过献祭，所以呢，他还背着柴在自己的背上跟着爸爸一起走。
So he was very familiar with making burnt offerings, so he carried the wood and went with his father.
二十二章第七节，他我们来读二十二章第七节。
So look at chapter 22, verse 7.
二十二章第七节，以撒对他父亲说：“亚伯拉，对他父亲亚伯兰说，父亲呐、亚伯兰说，我儿，我在这里，请读。”
Verse 7, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied.
以撒说，请看，火跟柴都有了，但献祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
The fire and wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
第八节，
Verse 8,
亚伯兰说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔，以是两人同行。
Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son, and the two of them went on together.
所以他不但懂得献祭，他也参与献祭啊。
Not only did he know about the burnt offerings, but he participated.
我相信哦，他也知道说献祭一定要献上最好的。
And I believe that he knew that he had to offer the best.
我相信哦，他已经也大到了，知道外邦人呢、也有献孩子的那种 custom， 有那种习惯的啦，他也知道。
And I believe he also knew that the Gentiles would offer up their children as sacrifices.
但是他就听信爸爸这一句话，他说神必预备了。
But he listened to his father that God will provide.
那在第九节哦。
Verse 9.
他们到了神所指示的地方，请读。
When they reached the place God had told him about.
亚伯兰在那里筑坛。
Abraham built an altar there.
我想以撒不会两手插在口袋里面看爸爸堆石头或者是堆土堆吧，不会这样子吧。
And I believe Isaac wouldn't just keep his hands in his pocket and just look at his father build an altar.
一定真的爸爸说不定搬石头搬土堆啊，可能是这样子啦。
And he probably helped his father build the altar.
又把柴摆好了。
They arranged the wood.
想不到爸爸竟然把他绑起来了。
And then his father bound him.
他这时候一定不晓得他的表情是什么。
I'm not sure what kind of expression he had at the time.
然后又把以撒放在柴上面。
He laid Isaac on top of the altar.
我一直在想到底亚伯拉罕怎么样把以撒放在柴上面的。
So I've always wondered how Abraham put his son on the wood.
我就到网络上去查人家的想象是什么啊。
So I went on the internet to search what people imagined. 有人画图
是说把它画四脚朝天这样绑在柴上面啊。
Some people drew an image of him with his hands and feet in the air, lying on the wood.
我说这个很恐怖啊，因为看到爸爸刀子下来，哇，这个实在太恐怖了。
And I feel like this is very scary because you'll see the knife that your father is carrying coming towards you.
如果我是亚伯拉罕呢，我不会那么狠心了，我会把他趴下去哈，让他不要看到我的刀子。
And if I were Abraham, I would probably let him lie face downward so he doesn't have to see my knife.
总之你也一定可以看到，如果是那样，亚伯拉 以撒一定从眼角看到那个爸爸手举起来，真的要把他杀下去了。
But even if it were so, I believe that Isaac could still see from the corner of his eye his father holding the knife.
那我们真的会问一个问题：为什么以撒一个大人大种了，一个不能说大人大种了，已经是相当有年纪的一个孩子，为什么不反抗呢？
And we can ask a question, why did Isaac not rebel? He was already a young adult.
这个是不是很难想象的一件事情啊？
This is something that's very hard to imagine.
Joseph, 如果是你，你会反抗？
Joseph, if were you, would you rebel?
Would you run away?
What would you run away?
What would you do? You won't run away. Oh, nice kids. Next time I ask your father to do it. 这个很难想象啊。
It's very hard to imagine.
我听到最好的答案哦，为什么他没有反抗？
And
是我的传道告诉我的。
And my pastor told me a good answer as to why he didn't rebel.
我一直没有忘记，他说亚伯拉罕敬畏神。
He said that Abraham he feared God.
儿子看到爸爸敬畏神，他也跟着敬畏爸爸，就好像敬畏神一样哦，已经到那种地步。爸爸是跟神很接近的。爸爸有一个伟大的神，在我们心目中呢，那爸爸就是该敬畏，就是那么伟大，该尊敬的。
Because his son saw that his father had feared this Almighty God, he had that same reverence for his father.
他想不到爸爸这样做呢，说不定把我当成最好的啦，把我敬，我是最好的。
So maybe he thought that his father did this because he thought that I was the best.
那真的很顺服啊。
So he was very submissive.
他所以圣经上常常用以撒被献这个事情来形容主耶稣基督。是神的独生儿子，他也甘心被献在十字架上面。
So many times the Bible uses the example of Isaac to show that Jesus was the Son of God and he was willing to be sacrificed.
他想不到，看爸爸手举起来，突然之间天上有个声音下来了。
And so when he saw that his father was reaching up his hand to kill him, he heard a voice from heaven.
那个十二节哈。
In verse 12.
天使说：“你不可以在这童子身上下手，一点也不可害他。”现在我知道你是敬畏神的，请读。
Verse 12, do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God.
我相信亚伯拉罕那时候一定是松了一口气啦。
And I believe Abraham was very relieved at the time.
我想问大家一个问题哦，亚伯拉罕听到这句话哈、哦，他就举目观看，就看到一只羊被那个小丛林抓住，对不对
？And I want to ask you a question. When he heard this, he looked up and there was a ram in the thicket.
那你会先把你的儿子解开，还是先解的那个羊羔呢
？Would you first untie your child, or were you first release the ram from the thicket？
啊，身上没有血，对不对？如果你是爸爸，你会先解开谁
？The Bible doesn't tell us, but if you were the father, which one would you do first？
啊，当然是我儿子啊
！Of course, your son。
那个儿子这么重要，对不对？羊羔不会跑啦。
Because the son is so important, the ram would not run away。
那你想看哦，以撒被站起来之后看到，很奇妙哎，真的有一个羊羔在那里耶。
And when Isaac stood up, he thought, how miraculous, there's a ram there.
那是被树抓住了，被树抓住了。
And that ram was caught by the thorns of the thicket.
那个我到网络上要去找一个照片哦，看看有没有羊羔真的被树抓住的，被丛林抓，找不到。
And when I went online to see if I can find a photo of a ram caught in a thicket, I couldn't find any.
只有找到这一张啊。
Only found this picture.
这张是用画的，不算啊。
But this is drawn, so it doesn't count.
这个哪有那么刚好？那个树的羊角会被小树丛抓住，那么刚好的。
And it can't be such a great coincidence that there would be a ram right there that is caught in the thicket.
这是神的预备啊。
This is a preparation.
所以我相信哦，那个以撒起来一看，哇，真的哎，有羊羔代替我哎，真的有哎。
And I believe when Isaac stood up, he saw really there is a ram that is in place.
他是被抓在被树抓住了，被树丛抓住了。
And this ram was caught by its horns in the
thicket. 我想这个树丛抓住羊这个印象哦，一定是他一辈子没有办法忘记的一个图画。
And I believe this image is something that he would never forget in his life.
那最后亚伯拉罕在那里献祭，他怎么说呢
？So when Abraham sacrificed, what did he say?
我们看二十二章十四节。
Let us look at chapter 22, verse 14.
二十二章十四节。
22:14.
亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，意思就是说主必预备，直到今日人还说在主的山上必有预备。请读。
Verse 14. So Abraham called that place the Lord will provide, and to this day it is said on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided.
这个以撒一定是把这句话深深的藏在心中，因为这个是他生死之间的一个经历，他这个神迹啊， 在神的善有预备，一定是深深的烙印在他的脑筋里面了。
And I believe this miracle is ingrained in his mind, and he remembered this phrase in his heart.
所以你再想想以撒的一生哦。
So we look at the life of Isaac.
四十岁没有结婚。
He was not married at the age of 40.
你知道四十岁的时候没有结婚，后来他爸爸娶了，他爸爸娶了一个太太叫基图拉。
And when he was not married at 40, his father actually married.
如果你们有爸爸娶。就是说妈妈过世了再娶其他的太太，你就会觉得好像你突然之间在你们家的地位没有了，因为爸爸现在可能都专注在那个新的家庭里面哦。
So if your mother passed away and your father remarried, then maybe you would feel like your status in your family is no longer there.
所以我想以撒一下子一定会觉得失落啦。
And I believe that Isaac may have felt lost.
所以圣经讲哦，在妈妈死了之后，直到他结婚，他心里才得到安慰。
And so the Bible records that up from the point that his mother died to the point that he married, that only then did he find comfort.
虽然他心里可能有一个洞，但是四十岁没有结婚，他也不忧虑啊。
Even though he may have had a void in his heart, he did not worry when he was not married by the age of 40. Why?
因为他经历过在神的山上有预备。
Because he encountered when God provided on the mountain.
他敢把婚姻交托给他爸爸的老仆人。
He was able to entrust his marriage to the servant of his father.
为什么？
Why?
因为他知道在神的山上一定有预备。
Because he knew that on the mountain of the Lord it would be provided.
在职业的选择上面。
In the choices that he made about his career.
啊，神说呢，啊，你在大饥荒当中哦，你不要到埃及去找工作啦。
God said, "Do not find a job in Egypt, but stay here."
你知道吗？埃及是不会饿死人的。你知道为什么吗？没有雨也不会饿死人的。
Egypt is a place where you would never starve to death, even if there is no rain. Why?
因为埃及本来就不会下雨的。
Because it doesn't rain in Egypt anyway.
我听说哦，如果你到埃及去哦，如果下雨哦，大家都会跑出去看，好像你在加州看到下雪一样啊。哦，如果在加州这个地方下雪，你一定要跑出去看雪，对不对？在埃及地，你看到下雨哦，那个很稀奇的，你一定要出去看雨的。
And so when you see rain in Egypt, it is as surprising as if you see snow in California.
那这个地方没有雨怎么生活呢？
So if you don't have rain, how do you live?
就是那个尼罗河，那个上游很多的雨水啊，就是把那个河水啊带下来，他们就靠这一条河水在生活，所以到埃及地一定有工作，一定有饭吃。
So they depend on the rivers, the Nile River, for their food.
所以去那边一定有饭吃嘛。
So if you go there, there would definitely be food to eat.
可是神说你不要下去，那个不是应许的地。
But God said, "Do not go there. That is not the promised land."
哎，他竟然留在大饥荒当中，留在没有雨的地方啊。
So he stayed at a place where there was great famine, where there was no rain.
啊，但是神怎么说？后来圣经上怎么说？在那一年，神给他100倍的收成。
But what did the Bible say? It says that that year the Lord gave him 100-fold.
他完全相信神，因为他知道在神的山上，神一定有预备。
And he believed God because he knew that on the mountain the Lord provided.
你们如果有人抢你们东西，你会把它会抢回来了吗
？If someone snatches your things, would you take it back？
啊，你去这个你去 gym， 你们 gym 都要穿衣服啊，穿那个运动衣啊。你的运动衣被抢走，你会不会去把它抢回来
？If someone steals your clothes at the gym, will you take it back？
抢走了一件，你再买一件，他要把你抢走，你会不会把它抢回来
？If they take it away from you and you buy one, and then they take it again, will you take it back？
你一定会嘛，对不对
？I believe you will.
你不但会，而且会跑过去揍他，对不对
？And not only will you take it back, but you'll probably beat them up too.
以撒不是这样子的。
Isaac didn't do this.
哎，不是一件衣服哎。
And it wasn't just one.
那是他吃饭的那个井哎，那是他们全家的生活的一个井哎。
That was the well that his family depended on for food.
那为什么人家抢一次也让，抢二次也让呢
？So why did he let them take it away from him?
因为他知道在神的山上一定有预备。
Because he knew on the mount of the Lord would provide.
所以弟兄姐妹哦，你。今天哦，如果我们真信神哦，你真的经历过你那一种神预备的神迹哦，你的人生不会害怕太多，真的。
So brothers and sisters, if you have encountered a miracle with God provided, then you will not fear in your life.
哎，你考 D 哦，你也不会害怕。
Even if you get a D on a test, you will not fear.
因为神的山上有预备啊。
Because on the mountain of the Lord, the Lord.
你要在神的山上才有哦。
But you have to be on the mountain of the Lord.
所以我以前跟你们说过一个弟兄讲的笑话，他说 D stand for good 哦。
So there's a
D is for good.
There's a joke that a brother said, and he said that D stands for good.
C is for what? Excellent.
C is for excellent.
B is for what?
B.
Bad.
B is for bad.
那是那个弟兄讲的啦。
This is what the brother said.
这个弟兄哦，他生命的故事就是在神的山上有预备啊，真的。有时候我在听他的故事，我就觉得这个人实在是，他那个一生，他现在已经四十多岁。你如果听他的见证，那个人就是有一种信靠神的心哦，在神的山上有预备。
And so this brother, if you look at his whole life, you'll see that God truly provided for him, just like on the mount of the Lord.
你没有听过他的见证吗
？Have you heard his testimony？
啊，没有啊，他应该来这边见证一下。
You should come here to testify.
他说他在美国啊，真的不懂英文呢。
He said when he came to the United States, he did not know English.
Orange 跟 water 都不是很懂的。
He didn't know what orange was or water.
可是呢，能够在美国拿到 PhD 啊。
But he obtained a PhD in the United States.
我记得很清楚，他哦住在中西部，每次来 NYTS 都很认真祷告。
And I remember that he used to pray very fervently every year he came to NYTS.
你知道吗？现在 NYTS 祷告的精神，我觉得跟他有关系。
And I believe that the attitude or spirit that we have in our prayers right now.
以前哦，没有什么晚上祷告不祷告的了，但是哦，他就是跪在那里祷告，我印象很清楚，印象很清楚。
So the spirit that we have right now is affected by him because at night he used to pray by himself.
那个时候他不吃饭的，他只有吃晚上吃泡面。
And he didn't eat. He only ate instant noodles at night.
为什么他这样做？因为他觉得他需要神。
And why did he do this? Because he felt like he needed God.
因为他觉得在美国，他好像除了神之外，他没有什么东西。
Because he felt like in the United States, apart from God, he had nothing else.
所以神真的也让他没有什么缺乏，娶到一个很好的太太。
So God did not let him lack anything. He had a good wife.
所以如果你认识这位弟兄，知道真的在神的山上有预备。
So if you know this brother, then you'll see that truly the Lord will provide on his mountain.
我们在小时候经历的神迹哦，真的会影响你一辈子啊。
The miracles that we encounter when we're young will definitely affect us for a lifetime.
为什么我们在 NYTS 很重要
？So why is it important for us at NYTS?
如果你这一辈子啊，你的神还是你爸爸的神的，如果是这样的话
，If in your lifetime your God is still the God of your father,
代表你的生命当中对神没有体会。
This represents that you do not have any experience with God in your life.
你知道有多少人在这边摸到神吗
？Do you know how many people have touched God here?
今天是你的机会了。如果你在这个时候摸到神了
，Today is your opportunity. If you are able to touch God here,
你这一辈子都不会忘记了。就像以撒在那个地方经历的，都不会忘记，真的不会忘记，在神的山上有预备。
Just like what Isaac encountered back then, you would never forget this experience.
也许你有听到我们在座一位传道的见证。
Maybe you have heard a testimony of a pastor here.
今天他为什么当传道
？Why is he a pastor today?
如果他没有来两三次的 NYTS， 在灵里面神改变他的心，你在今天说不定看到他不会看到他出现了。
If he did not attend two or three times of NYTS, and if God did not change his heart, then perhaps he would not be a pastor.
每次我想到他，我就想起他的祷告的场景，我都那个他祷告的那个场景就跑到我脑筋里面来。
And every time I think of him, I think of his prayers.
他以前来参加的时候，常常跪在那个地方。
When he came to attend, he used to kneel right there.
有一次 NYTS 他祷告，每次从头笑到尾啊。
And when he was praying during NYTS, he was smiling from beginning to end.
他那个笑不是祷告像哈哈哈，不是这样哈。
And his life was not ha ha ha.
他当然是讲那个灵言，然后呢，对，这样的。
But he was speaking spiritual tongues and he was smiling.
从头到尾都是这样子的。
And this was from beginning to end.
神在灵里面把他抓住了。
Because God had held on to him in the spirit.
你们有一次晚祷的时候，你们可能有的不在，没有听到Sister Joyce Guo 的见证。
And maybe during one of the evening prayers, you have not heard the testimony of Sister Joyce.
他为什么可以原谅他的家人？七年没有办法原谅他的家人。
Why was she able to forgive her sister after seven years?
因为在 NYTS 祷告的时候，神就让他三个图画给他。
Because God gave her three images in her prayer.
你们可以再问他哦，比较详细。然后第一个图画就是呢，怎么样？他在爬一座山呢，结果他颈子绑了一块大石头，爬不上去了。
And you can ask her for details, but one of the images is she was climbing a mountain and there was a heavy stone around her neck.
她知道神就是让她知道她有一个东西，一个重担没有放下。
And God was telling her that she had a burden that she had not let go.
第一个图画就是她走一条很小的路啊，越走越小，很白，有一个门，但是呢，她有个大背包，那个背包过不去那个门的。
The second image is that she was walking on a narrow road and there was a door, but she could not get in because her backpack was too big.
第三个，她就像那只羊羔一样被献，但是她就是有一个缺点。
And the third, she was like the ram being sacrificed, but there was a blemish or something that she lacked.
为什么她后来可以？七年没有办法原谅的家人可以原谅，就是在这里 被神抓到了。
Why was she able to forgive her family member after 7 years? Because she was touched by God.
每次的这个每次的报告都跟你们讲说，要常常利用祷告室来祷告，或者是晚上吃饭的时间呢、啊，或者是中午吃饭的时间呢、啊，你祷完告之后再去吃饭。
Every time during announcements, we encourage you to use our time wisely to pray during lunchtime.
为什么要这样子呢？
Why do we do this?
就是希望你能够经历以撒在那个啊，在这个山上啊，那个经历，你可以经历到有一个神的啊，为你预备的，神为抓住你的那个奇妙的经验呢、啊。
Because you want you to have the experience like Isaac that God will provide.
这是你一辈子没有办法忘记的。
And this is something that you will never forget.
所以我们盼望你在这边可以抓紧时间哦。
So we hope that you can grasp onto your time here.
你知道吗？啊，在田野里面是有树的。
We know that in the field there are trees.
我们刚刚提到说，以撒啊，对树啊很有经历，对田啊，对田野很有经历。
And we know that Isaac had a lot of experiences with trees in the fields.
我们来看啊，创世纪23:17.
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 23:17.
23:17.
Chapter 23:17. 17. So Ephraim's field in Machpelah near Mamre, both the field and the cave in it, and all the trees within the borders of the field was deeded.
All the trees are in the borders of the field.、
Mm-hmm.
So all the trees are in the field. So 你看到啊啊，田野当中是有树的啦。
So we can see that there are trees in the field.
你知道吗？我在读以撒的一生哦，他的田野特别有感情。
When I was looking at the life of Isaac, I realized that he had a lot of experiences in the field.
我们都知道以撒喜欢吃野味，对不对？
We know that he loved to eat the taste of the wild game.
或者是叫 bush meat， 是不是？
Or he loved bush meat.
那个不晓得献祭那个羊羔，他有没有尝到甜头？不晓得，应该欢庆应该是没有了。但是他就是对田野特别有感情，他就喜欢那个bush meat， 喜欢田野的味道。
And so he loved the taste of the bush meat.
我们来再来看27:27。
Let us look at chapter 27:27.
为什么以撒跟雅各祝福呢？
And so why did Isaac bless Jacob?
好，我们来看27:27。
Chapter 27:27.
他就上前与父亲亲嘴，他父亲一闻他衣服上的香气，就给他祝福说：“我儿的香气如同神赐福之田地的香气一样，请读。”
Verse 27, so he went to him and kissed him. When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said, Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed.
为什么他祝福？
So why did he bless him?
他突然一闻，哇，我儿子闻起来像田野的味道一样啊。
Because he realized his son smelled like the field.
所以他在生命当中最重要的婚事，他也到田间去默想。
So even regarding his marriage, he went into the fields to meditate.
他对田野太有感情了。
And so he had a lot of memories in the field.
爸爸在树下祷告。
His father was praying under the tamarind tree.
他在树下树丛中看到神代替他生命的羔羊。
And in the trees, he could see that God provided a ram that would replace his life.
所以弟兄姐妹我们诸位同学，我们要知道我们信仰的环境的重要哦。
So all of us must note the importance of our environment regarding our faith.
很多人都喜欢像很多孩子长大会像爸爸一样哦。
A lot of children when they grow up, they will just be like their fathers.
有一首歌虽然不是正面的，但是我觉得蛮有意思的。
And there's a song that I feel like is very meaningful.
那个叫 Cats in the Cradle， 你们会唱吗？
And the name of the song is Cats in the Cradle. Do you know how to sing it?
我不会唱。
Do you know how to sing it?
那里面的歌词最后一句话就是说 I'm gonna be like you there, you know I'm gonna be like you there.
So that is the lyrics in the song.
那个就谈到一个家长他是很忙啦没有时间照顾儿子。
It talks about a parent who's too busy to look after his child.
小孩子长得很快。
And the child grows very quickly.
那后来这个爸爸老了因为爸爸很忙，所以没有机会理儿子啊。
And the father aged, but because he was so busy, he did not have time to spend with his child.
后来爸爸老了，他希望儿子来看看他一下。
So So when he was older, he wanted his son to come see him.
儿子也说我没有时间来看你啊。
And his son said, I do not have time to come see
you. 所以那首歌我最记得一句话就是，就是有一直从一句话就是 I will be like you 啊，就是我 my son will be like me 哈，就是儿子到最后就会跟老爸就差不多这样子了。
So the lyrics that I remember very vividly is that my son will be like me.
我们教会有两个传道人，他们有些传道人他们的儿子啊也当传道。
And there are some pastors in the church that their sons are also pastors.
梁德恩的爸爸是传道。
And Pastor Liang's father is also a pastor.
周慧佳传道的爸爸也是传道。
And Pastor Zhou's father is also a pastor.
真的，当你有一个好的信仰，有时候你影响到下一代。
So when you have a good faith, it affects your future generations.
有时候我们那个孩子看到我们家长从小就在厨房服侍。
And sometimes the children will see your parents serving in the kitchen.
他们从小就在那边学，你不要小看他们，他们就在学。
And from a young age, they will learn.
所以呢，我们盼望我们可以给他们留下一个美好的榜样。
So we hope that we can leave a very good example for them.
因为环境真的会造就我们美好的信仰。
Because environment can help us build up a good faith.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us. I have a friend.
他是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And he is a member of True Jesus Church.
小弟在台湾参加第一届神学训练，他是我的同学。
And he was another student that was attending TDP when I went.
那是大概二十几年前的事情啊，二三十年前的事情。
That was 20, 30 some years ago.
后来小弟当传道之后回台湾受训。
And when I became a pastor, I went back to Taiwan to receive my training.
他是我这个同学啊，就是这个信徒呢，他是训练我们的一个讲员。
And he was one of the ones who were training the speakers.
那后来呢，我就跟他聊天呢，问他说，兄弟，你在属灵上长进怎么那么大哦？
Later, I was having a conversation with him, and I said, brother, how come you have grown so much in your spiritual life?
然后后来我听说他也在神学院也有在教书啊。
Because later I heard that he was also teaching the TTP
student. 在那个时候了哈。
At that time.
那他就跟我分享啊，他那个大学时代的环境对他的影响。
He shared the influence that his college environment had on him.
他说他们的大学啊，虽然弟兄姐妹不多。
And he said in college, even though there were not a lot of brothers and sisters.
但是他跟几个好朋友约啊，就是。大学之内一定要把圣经弄懂。
But he and his friends made an agreement that they would understand the Bible during college.
他有一句话让我深深记住，他说呢，我虽然哦一年做不了十件事情，但是我十年一定可以把一件事情做得好。
And he said something that I remembered, and he said, even though I cannot accomplish something in a year, in 10 years I believe I can accomplish it well.
你一年有时候没有办法做好十件事情，但你十年总有办法做好一件事情啊。
And in a year, maybe you cannot accomplish one thing, but in 10 years you would definitely be able to accomplish one thing.
他就是要把属灵的东西弄懂。
And that for him was to understand the spiritual thing.
所以虽然他们只有好像两个还是三个，他每天晚上就是有一个时间呢。跟他的同学朋友就是在那边查考圣经。
And even though there were only two or three of them, every night they would go and study the Bible together.
他立志哦，他以前杨长老还在的时候呢，他叫杨长老啊，把他一辈子看的书单啊，统统开给他。他认为说，长老能够有今天的这种属灵的经历，就是他看了很多的书。他把他书都拿过来，他把长老的每一部书都拿来看，看过的书都拿来看。
And so he made a determination, and he got the list of books that Elder Yang read because he believed that.
Elder Yang read.
Yeah. So he believed that whatever Elder Yang he read was what led to his spiritual wisdom.
因为他像一句话就是you are what you read.
Because he believed in the phrase that you are what you read.
所以在短短没有看到他这几年当中呢，看到他真的很长进呢，很长进。
So in these few years, we could see that he grew a lot.
所以虽然你不一定在一个有很好团契的地方哦。
So you may not be in a place that has a very good fellowship.
其实只要有电脑 Skype 就可以了，真的。
But if you have Skype, that is all you need.
真的，没有骗你哦。只要一个好朋友持之有恒，有个 Skype, 你就可以在四年之内把圣经搞懂了。
If you have a good friend and if you have Skype, then you can understand the Bible in 4 years.
你把那个我们这边的那个看什么传道，读过什么书，你叫他给你一个书单，你把它通通读完呢。
And you can also obtain a book list from one of the pastors here.
十年之后，你一定会是一个很好的工人。
In 10 years, you will be a good worker.
所以你也可以创造环境。
So you can also create your own environment.
求耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
大家来默祷。
Let us say a silent prayer.